moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gosscast. It's myself, Ali Ryan, with Goss.ie editor Kendra Becker.
Hey, hey.
I'm not gonna lie, we're a bit worse for wear this morning.
I was just
in the bathroom, and there's a sign on the back from drinkaware.ie.
Oh my god,
and
I've seen that before.
No, the one that's too many. Like, I feel like we needed that sign last night.
No, that last night.
We went to the Lidl Christmas event, which was amazing. It was really good, and they had a Prosecco Christmas tree, which I'm all about.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we climbed that tree.
We wanted to climb the tree. We're a bit dying today. Before we start off, I have to mention Kendra said that she saw a seagull today that's the size of a Labrador.
Like, I was walking into work and I swear to God, this seagle was the size of a small child. Like, it was that fucking big.
You know, we have like serious seagull problems in Dublin. Like, do you remember all those
and they
stories?
Were all like, it was one of them, and then there was a few like average size seagulls, and they're all eating
that was
out of
like
a bin.
The mama seagull, was it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's really scared me now that you've said that a seagull that size.
No, it was gigantic. And then a woman shouted at me in the street.
Oh my god, like, it's been a hellish morning. I remember years ago, because I'm like terrified of rats, and I remember my dad told me he like worked near a fish factory, and he like walked down an alleyway one night and he saw this like huge cat, and he was like, oh my god, cats obviously like are eating all like the fish remains. It was a rat.
Oh my god,
it was a rat the size of a large cat, not like a cat, a lot. My dad was like, he thought it was a tomcat, like, and it was a rat.
No,
so
surely not, that's like a super rat.
Yeah, because it was obviously feeding off the fish remains.
Ew, yes. That's sick.
So me, I'm not a fan of like birds or rats, to be honest. They freak me out a bit.
Well, you wouldn't have been a fan of this seagull now.
But yeah, do you remember that time like the seagull attacked Brezzy? Do you remember it was like on the front
yeah.
page of
oh
the
my
newspapers?
God. And it was probably the same seagull.
It probably was. And then there was actually a photograph, I'll never forget it, when it all happened. There, the Herald published a photograph of a seagull going, this is the seagull that attacked Brezzy.
How did they like, identify
I don't
the
know,
seagull?
But it genuinely, like, I accidentally died. But then in the same week, remember, it had like taken an ice cream cone off a toddler.
Yeah.
Another seagull had. And then they had to have a meeting in the Dáil about like, should we call the seagulls?
Oh my god.
Like, it was serious. So I think you should have taken a photo of the Labrador size.
Yeah,
seagull.
It was fucking massive.
And gone to your local
TD. I thought
TD.
It was going to attack me, so I kept walking. I was like, ah.
Oh my god. So yeah, let's catch up on some of the stories of the week before we get into our topics today. Obviously, Kylie. Rise and shine, sing it first.
Rise and shine.
That's TM trademarked. Gosscast.ie. It's so weird how
so
things
funny.
Randomly go viral. Like,
I just love it. It's my favorite thing on earth. At
like,
the
how did one fan just pick out that sentence and it started getting viral? Because like, I didn't even really notice that.
Yeah.
I watched the whole Office
it
video.
It started kind of going viral on Twitter. Someone just clipped that particular part where she goes into Stormy's room and like turns on the light and it's
rise
like,
rise and shine. As long as they don't steal our Gosscast.ie wrapped in with the money.
Money. Oh my god, yeah.
But yeah, so now she's trademarked the name. So what did she trademark it under? It was
it's
a bit of everything
to make
it?
Like merchandise, but including cosmetics. So she's obviously going to release like a Rise and Shine palette. So
there's already Rise and Shine hoodies on KylieJenner.com or whatever. Mm-hmm. For $65.
Yeah, and they look like shit.
Yeah, they
well.
Look like a bin bag, like with the words Rise and Shine written on it.
Bin bag.
Bin bag. Our favourite things, our new accessory. Sorry, we were given loads of little gifts in a bin bag last night. And we had so much, so we literally walk around town with bin bags.
Yeah, it looked like I'd picked up rubbish off the street. I was just walking around with it.
Pardon me, I need to turn my phone off. I don't know if anyone heard that vibration. Yeah, so, but it was like accessories, makeup, belts. It was like really random. They put
When you trademark things, the like list trademark of it off. Things are, is like random.
But I was saying I would love to see Kylie/Travis reunite and bring out a single, Rise and Shine.
Yeah.
He could rap about
the
it.
The amount of people that have made remixes of it, it's so
it's
funny.
It's so funny. It's actually so good. I feel like Kylie, like, can do no wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like anything that happens, she just everyone's obsessed with her, and they just, you know.
Are you okay?
No, like I'm really hungover. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like Kim and Kendall and Chloe and Courtney, they get a lot of hate. The only hate I've ever seen on Kylie was
I know
the
Kylie
skin
attracts
range.
Some controversy.
Only
remember
really
when she did that Handmaid's Tale party, like everyone was like, right, that's
oh yeah, I've never seen Handmaid's Tale,
taste.
So I don't know
it is
how
poor taste.
Poor taste it was. Okay. But yeah, keeping with Kardashian stuff, obviously Khloe made a shocking confession this week.
Oh God. So shocking. In a promo clip for the next episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which will be out this weekend.
Yeah.
She basically admitted that she misses Lamar Odom. I'm like, oh my Khloe, God. This man
went to a whorehouse. This not hard
man,
talk.
Like,
whorehouse
made you out to be a tit. Like, he, how many times did you cheat on her? Like 7,000 times, I'd say.
It's so weird. Like, unless she means as a friend, but like, girl, you need good people around you right
now.
Well,
no, she said the exact quote was that she missed him, but she was like, but like, I don't want to get back with him.
Yeah, but like, why have someone like that in your life? You know? Yeah. Like, it's weird because obviously there's lots of rumors that Tristan's still trying to get back in there. And I've been watching the new season, and like, I feel like every opportunity she has, she like tells the camera and tells everyone that Tristan's texting her. And yeah. Just, like, it's a bit much. It's like she wants him to text her because she's like, oh, Tristan, stop calling me. And then no one says anything to her. She's like, Tristan, stop calling. It's like, all right, we heard you.
But recently people spotted like Tristan's been commenting on her photos and stuff. And like people were thinking like, oh my God,
what's
are they
he
back
commenting?
Together?
Is this like emojis?
He's like, oh, beautiful. Or like, you know, just that kind of thing.
Oh, fuck
or like
off.
You, I think one of them was like, you shine bright like a diamond or something. I was like,
don't steal Rise and Shine, Tristan. Don't do it. We'll come you. After you. Actually, so, yeah. Other, before we move on fully to Khloe, we saw a report today that Drake and Kylie were hanging out and they were looking V-friendly. Now, there was no like quotes being like they were locking lips or anything, but I feel like Kylie won't do that now anyway because too many people are watching her. But I literally said to you the other day that I would love to see them as a couple, like Drake and Kylie. Like, he's
no,
top of his
Drake
game.
Is
she's
a
top
rat.
Of her. Is he? Is he a rat?
A rat.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, like, don't forget all the Kanye and Kim stuff. That only happened like last year.
That's why it'd be so salacious if they got together.
That song, the Travis Scott song.
Kiki.
Where he people thought that he was talking about Kim.
Oh,
and
going
he was
through
alluding.
The traffic lights.
Yeah.
Riding her.
Crept down the block.
Oh my God.
Hit the lights.
Yeah, why was Travis not like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. And like, remember Kanye had like this big beef with them all and he had to like talk to Travis.
Oh my God. Also, yeah, in the first episode of the new season, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I was watching the other day, how that whole fight happened over like the fact that Kanye's song Runaway was used, which I actually love. If you're sitting at home right now near your Spotify, hit it up or say, Alexa, play Kanye West Runaway because it's so good. But like, when it comes to Kanye, like things always end up being about him. Like it was obviously to do with Khloe and Tristan, but then he was like, it's my song. My song. That's it changed the narrative. And then they're like, we don't control the narrative. And I'm like, yes, you do. You're producers.
Yeah.
But I know what they meant. Like he's the one who like wrote half of LA or whatever. But no, I would like to see Kylie or Drake. But now, isn't everyone saying that Kylie and Travis are going to get back together?
I think they basically are back together. I don't think they ever
Why
really
would they let it leak that they took a break? Because they definitely let it leak. Like, when it's on E, you know it's coming from, like,
well,
the team.
Well, it first broke on TMZ, but yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Chris Jenner.
Chris Jenner was on the blower.
like, want a story.
Like, I don't know. She was on the blower to Harvey Levin or whatever his name is. But
Harvey.
No, Drake, stay away, Kylie. I think Kylie should probably stay with Travis, but I don't think it'll last.
Another thing I want to talk about that's going on right now in the world of showbiz is the new X Factor. Are you liking it?
I actually really like it.
Celebrity X
Factor. Now, it's very like rushed. Like the first two episodes, it's like basically you're at judges' houses type of thing. And they basically.
It's on kind of early then, though, no?
They basically let everyone through. To the live shows. Well, like... Who didn't get in?
I haven't watched it yet.
You know... what's his name?
Someone's son.
Someone's daughter.
Oh.
What's her name?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff's daughter. She didn't get through.
That was
a
complete guess, by the way, because I didn't even know she was on it.
I was about to say, you know the one who released that song, Driving My Car?
Oh my God. Like Baywatch would have been the better
choice. Baywatch. Oh, why?
She's the only one that I
No, she didn't get through. And then... I think like there was only three or four that didn't get through, but everyone else.
That makes the sting even
one
worse.
One person that I think is going to be so good is Megan McKenna. She was amazing.
Was she?
And she sang an original song that she wrote herself. It was very good. And then,
like a cappella or was there instruments?
No, there was instruments.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It was very good though.
Could you see Simon's expression or is he now expressionless?
No, he literally
so
looks like...
a Ken doll.
He looks like, you know, those ventriloquist dolls.
Oh my God. Where their eyes are popping out of their face.
And it's like Nicole is beside him, like actually moving him.
Oh my God. She's like the puppeteer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's very weird. But anyway, Meghan McKenna is very good.
People love Ben Foden.
Controversial, yes.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. They're called TriStar, and it's Ben Foden and these two other rugby lads.
Stupid fucking name.
Ugh.
That just goes to show, like,
very stupid.
TriStar. They're like, TriStar. Oh, we're three celebs. What we call it? Try. I don't know whose accent that is, but it's someone.
Yeah, none of them. Ben's. They're all English.
Who is the Irish lad?
But they're very good. The Love Islanders are actually really good as well. Wes Nelson is like unreal.
Amazing rapper.
Yeah.
And then, so they get to release a single at Christmas. That's like the price, like the normal X Factor.
They get a recording contract.
Oh my God, do they?
Yeah, with Psycho. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
No, we actually like hate that song. We love it, but like we've heard too much of it all the time. So that seems to be the new thing. Obviously, Love Island Australia starting. I feel like no one's going to give a shit about that. But Love Island in January, like I'm very excited and keen and I want to know what's going to happen. Obviously, Dancing on Ice is happening too. More is going to be in it.
Yeah.
And then we've got Dancing with the Stars, which we have heard. We've heard nothing about it.
Nothing.
Actually, last night someone did drop tea.
Oh.
That they know someone that's in it, but they would not confirm or deny who it was.
Oh, dare they?
But
well, we know Mattress Mick has been asked anyway.
Because he tweeted and told the whole country. Who would you like to see on it this year? Realistic ones.
Who would I like to
like David
see?
Well, we've heard that apparently they're bringing in someone big.
Someone big.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's like Johnny Logan big or like...
David Hasselhoff big. Imagine it was David Hasselhoff.
They actually are very weirdly similar.
Weirdly similar. Is there anyone in particular? My mic is all on its own going off, by the way. God. I keep having to change.
I'd love to see like the likes of Glenda on
Glenda Gilson. Yes, me too.
On I think she would definitely go for it. Who else? I would love to see, now I know she's way too busy with she's about to have her first baby, Rosanna Davison. I'd love to see her on it.
Yeah, she'd be amazing, wouldn't she?
Yeah. She's definitely not going to do it for this one.
No,
she's
definitely too busy. And I'd say she's been asked. I would love to see James Kavanagh do it.
Yeah.
And I would love to see Celia Holman Lee do it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she would be unreal.
I think that might actually happen.
Yeah, like I've heard she's been shortlisted before. And also, I've said this since last year, but I've always thought Bernard Brogan would be brilliant on it. And now he's just announced his retirement.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Bernard would be brilliant. Like, he would win it.
Yeah.
Because everyone just loves him.
Definitely.
And he's right. But genuinely,
he would have
like,
to tap his foot and people are like,
oh my God, amazing. That's thing, once you're in GAA, like you get such a big following. And also like Peter Stringer was in it last year, which is a really high profile sports person to have been on it. So I think they'll definitely get sports people this year. They kind of seem to stay away from influencers, you know, like Suzanne Jackson admitted she was asked like about 2 years ago and she said no, she's not going to do it. And I think Pippa has been asked 3 or 4 times. Yeah. Amy Huberman's been asked a million times. There's some people that will just never do it. But there's always like the token model. So we'll have a model, the country singer, the GAA star, some other sports star, and then...
like a
ORTE star, Fair City star. Yeah. There's definitely someone on it this year from Fair City, I've heard. But yeah, I'm dying now to know who it's going to be. Because I like the way they do it, the way they release it like every week.
Yeah.
It's like, who's it going to be this week?
Who's it going to be?
So if you have any tips, news@goss.ie.
I'm surprised though that we haven't heard like actual names because like aren't rehearsals supposed to be like now?
Well, I was asking a former contestant this question the other day and he or she said that the rehearsals actually don't start like the end of November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's when we'll start to see the LPAP picks.
Yeah. But they also told me that this particular person, was asked to join the show in early October last year.
Oh,
so that means people might have just got asked, and that's why we haven't heard confirmations yet. Because we always get the goss. I mean, it's the name of our site.
The goss.
We always hear a little tea. So all I know for now is there's a Fair City star, and they're bringing in someone big. Could be Johnny Logan, could be David Hasselhoff.
Could be anyone. Like.
Well, remember when I did the podcast with Perez Hilton? He was like, oh my God, I'd love to do Dancing with Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe they heard that and went,
let's get Perez.
Book him. He would be really entertaining, wouldn't he? Like, he'd be fun.
I feel like loads of people wouldn't.
Or someone I was telling the other night that there was a US person. Someone was like, I wonder what it would be like Stephanie Pratt. Like, would she, oh, she probably yeah. would do something like that.
I think it needs to be someone that has some sort of connection to Ireland, though.
Oh my God, imagine a Kathy Griffiths did Dancing with Stars.
Oh, she's too big for Dancing with Stars.
I know,
here,
but
I
I'm just thinking of someone that has an Irish connection that's US based. Mm. Could be someone like Caroline Moran that's like moved to LA yeah. that's Irish.
Imagine they got like Colin Farrell.
He would Farrell. Never
over his dead Colin body Farrell. He would do that. Like,
I would love if Nidge did it.
Oh my God, yeah.
Nidge from Love Hate, Tom Von Lawler. Imagine.
Imagine.
Colin Farrell, Michael Fassbender. Just
oh my God.
Oh my God, I would pay money to see Michael Fassbender yeah. or Jamie Dornan.
He'd actually be really good.
Imagine Jamie Dornan.
Imagine.
He'd have to dance to like the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack.
He would instantly win. Like, everyone would be voting for him.
Yeah, so I know, but I know what you mean. Yeah, it does have to be someone that's a big, but like away from Ireland. So we'll see. We'll wait and see. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely have the tea for you when we get it, when it's hot, when yeah. it's boiling. So yeah, today we wanted to chat about Justin Bieber v. Hailey Bieber v. Selena Gomez. The love triangle that never ends.
It's wild.
It's wild.
Earlier this week, Selena, out of nowhere, boom. Just drops this song.
Like, boom.
Called like, Lose You to Love Me. And it's all about Justin. Well, like completely every,
even the commas
Justin.
In the sentences are about yeah. Justin. Like, it's all about him.
And it's basically like this heartbreaking song about their whole relationship and how
But it's very blamey. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, and how like he moved on so quickly with Hailey. So if anyone struggles to remember, I don't know how, but anyway.
Get off the podcast
last
if you don't remember.
Oh no, it was actually like the end of 2017.
Yeah, when they were
Justin
back together.
Justin and Selena were spotted hanging out again, and
she
everyone
was blonde.
Like, what?
And they were on a motorcycle.
Because they had been together like years ago, and like they were the token like pop star couple.
Yeah.
And
pop
like,
royalty,
you know,
Britney and yeah. Justin. Yeah.
And then people spotted them together again. Everyone was like, what the fuck is going on? And then they were kind of hanging out for a few months, and then they broke up in March of 2018.
And I remember at the time the story was that they were taking a break. It wasn't yeah. even like they're done. It was like they need to reassess.
Yeah. And remember the drama of it all. Like she had stopped talking to her mom.
Yeah.
Like, there was all
because they didn't
stories.
Want her with Justin.
Yeah. And it makes so much
the
sense
The Weeknd,
now.
AKA her ex Abe, was heartbroken. And released his own song being like, how dare you? Like, I nearly how gave you my lung. You. Or was it liver? Or was it kidney?
Kidney. Yeah.
And it gave you a piece of me, and then it's like, call out my name. Like, that was such a sad song.
Oh, that's a great song.
And then Selena was like, oh, well, whatever, I'm with Justin. And then now she's like, oh, yeah. shit.
So that was, they broke up. It could have been April or March.
It was March, yeah.
And then,
Weeks later,
or she actually says in her song, one of the lyrics is, it only took you
2 months to replace us.
Read this.
You have to sing it now if you're gonna.
So first of all, one of the verses she sings, set fire to my purpose and let it burn. You when? Got off in the hurting when it wasn't yours. So Purpose was the name of
this
Justin's
album.
2015 album, probably his most popular album.
Yeah, which is literally all about getting her back.
Yeah.
Winning her back.
And then later on, she like points out how fast Justin moved on with Hailey by singing, in 2 months you replaced us like it was easy, made me think I deserved I can't speak Aww. deserved it
oh my God,
in the thick of healing. Like, it's so sad.
It's very sad. But she was also so stupid to like yeah. dump The Weeknd to go back to this relationship. But you remember when she was with The Weeknd, Justin was always commenting on her Instagrams. Like, everyone was like, what yeah. is going on? What other lyrics were in there? I had to hate you to love me. I had to lose you to find me.
Yeah.
It's very much like, I'm glad it's
bad.
Done because
yeah.
you were like horrendous to me.
Yeah.
But you remember then a couple of weeks ago, I want to say, Justin put up a big thing on his Instagram, and it was so long, and it was literally like, I wrote the stories. I don't know if you were on the site that day, but it was literally like, I was a terrible person. I treated women so badly.
Oh, yeah,
I was so unhappy. And I remember like reading it being like, oh, this is definitely like a form of an apology to Selena, because it was like the way I treated people in my life, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So now in this song, she's literally basically saying that he ruined her life. Like, but now she also released a second song called Look at Her,
or Look at Me Now.
Look at Me Now, is
yeah.
it? I listened to the lyrics of that, and it's also all about Justin.
Yeah.
And
she says that she like dodged a bullet,
yeah,
like all the stuff. But I thought it was interesting because it was like, What are the lyrics? It was like, we fell in love one summer, we were both bad for each other, or like something like that, where she kind of like hints at her, like it was her as well. They were both bad.
Best thing, I've heard a lot of stories about Selena Gomez. Like, she's no, like, you know, clean princess. Like, there's definitely, if you're going to be with someone as wild as Justin Bieber, and we know some of the stories about Justin, you would have to assume that.
Yeah, she definitely hints at that, that she, like, you know.
It must be so hard for her. This is kind of like every girl's nightmare, where, like, you put up with someone that's such a dickhead and is so horrible to you, and you love them so much and you just keep going. And, like, in the lyrics in her song, she said, like, I always put you first and you adored it. Like, so she obviously put everything into him. And then to break up with him, so she left another guy for him, and then to break up with him and see him first turn to God and become this, like, no drugs, no alcohol, good guy, then get back with his ex, who you were already a bit worried about, and then get married.
Like, he proposed in July.
It's literally every girl's nightmare. Because you put up with the shit because you hope they're going to change, and then you're like, do you know what, they're not going to change, and then and then they're like, oh, I've changed.
But it's because, remember, so they got, like, engaged in July, and then in September there was whispers that they got married secretly, and it turned out it was true. But that happened in September, and then remember in October a story broke that Selena had emotional breakdown and went had to rehab. And I think the day after that story broke, Justin was, like, popped crying in
with
his car.
Book, holding a book or something.
Yeah. He was, like, bawling, crying.
If you literally Google Hailey Baldwin, Justin Bieber crying, there's so many times they've been crying together.
And,
like, when they got, they were, like, 2 weeks married, and Justin put up a big post being like, it's so difficult, like, marriage is so hard. I was like,
you've been married for two weeks.
Like, so I don't think that relationship's going to last anyway. No. But it was really funny that, like, you know, Selena put out this love song, and it was like, I'm so heartbroken. And then Hailey put up a song on her Instagram that said, I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
And then she was like, guys, it wasn't about that. Well, bad timing, Hailey.
I was so shocked
when I saw it. I'll kill you.
Now, she's, like, insisted that it wasn't, but...
I feel like it was.
But yeah,
you would feel bad for Hailey, because obviously none of this is her doing. Like, Justin obviously chased her, went for her. And if you fall in love with someone, you're not going to really be that concerned about their ex. You're just going to be like, well, you're with me now. And
I just love how Selena, like, waited until their big
wedding. Yeah, because I saw an interview. I don't know if you saw it. I could have read it on Goss. I couldn't tell you. Which is terrible. I should know. That Selena did an interview, and someone was basically like, oh, the backlash that Hailey tweeted that thing. Were you worried about the backlash? And she was like, oh, well, I wrote the song like a year ago, which I don't believe. And yeah, I always knew that there'd be some sort of backlash, but, like, I need to do this for me, for my healing. Like, I don't want to be ingenuine to my fans. Like, I'm always going to write about how I'm feeling. And I was like, fair enough, but fair it makes enough. Me think she very purposely released it this time.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, it's a
like, and everyone went to their
attack.
Wedding. Like, oh, must have been so upsetting. Like, you know, all her mates, fucking all the Kardashians, like, they're all there being like, yay. And she's like, what about me?
Yeah.
Like, I was with him forever. I love
him. Also worth noting that around the time Justin and Hailey got married, Selena was spotted with her very own Niall Horan. And sparked some rumors.
Where were they? London?
No, they're in LA. I think they were out, like, having dinner with friends, and people saw a picture of them, and everyone was like, what's going on here? Because they were linked back in 2017, I think. So remember, she was, like, backstage at the X Factor.
She was, like,
remember
when
One Direction did their last performance? And everyone was like, what the fuck is Selena doing there? And she was, like, very clearly, like, with
Niall. Niall, yeah.
So they were
spotted together. Like, Niall's a good guy. Like, he would be really calming and normal and sweet. He's Irish, like.
Yeah. And people were going mad about it on Twitter and stuff, but Niall was asked about it in an interview, and he was like, no, we're just friends.
But he's hardly going to admit it.
Yeah.
Imagine her spotted in Mullingar at Christmas.
Spotted.
Like Selena Gomez.
S
with N in
a pub.
With bodyguards. Yeah, I do feel bad for her. I do.
Yeah.
But this whole, like, Taylor Swift way of dealing with love, where you write every single part of what happened, it is like, it's great for us, but it must be so hard for everyone involved. It's like when The Weeknd wrote about Selena, and then when he was writing about Bella in that song.
I can't imagine having a song written about you.
Like, I've written many. None about you, though.
Imagine.
Like, I love songwriting, like, and I do genuinely write about situations, but it wouldn't be so specific in the lyrics that you knew who it was. Like, saying the word purpose.
Purpose.
Like, that's the name of his album. Yeah. Like, Taylor Swift as well. Oh, actually, do you know that the Red album? It was all about like Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. And
such a random pairing.
So hot. Can I add? I actually feel sick how good looking he is. I watched Love and Other Drugs the other day.
Vomit.
Have you seen that?
With Anne Hathaway. Yeah, it's so good.
I literally just watched it to see Jake Gyllenhaal.
I love
naked.
Him.
Like, he's so hot in it. But I actually saw this thing the other day on Twitter. It was like a picture of Jake Gyllenhaal walking around in New York with a scarf. And it was like, is this the scarf? You know the song lyrics where she talks about how she left her scarf in like his sister's house, Maggie Gyllenhaal's house.
Oh my God.
And it literally was like, the lyrics is like, is this the scarf?
Is this the scarf?
Like, that's so specific. Like, if you wanted to write a song, but not really, you didn't want the guy to know, why would you be specific about it? I was in your sister's house and left my red scarf and then you took it and then you gave it back. Like,
I mean, I think if you're writing a song about someone that you want them to bloody know.
I don't know if I would. Like, I'd be like, fuck you, the song isn't about you, but it is, like, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like, get your ego out of your pants.
What?
No, that's not what I just
said. Get your ego out of your pants.
Get your ego in order. I don't know. Anyway.
We're not well.
But, like, I remember when Taylor released Dear John. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Dear John. And I remember John Mayer being like, that was, what was the word? That was cheap. He was like, people, yeah, we love John Mayer now.
We
he went
love
to his gig,
John
thanks
Mayer.
To Three Ireland. It was so good. I'm obsessed
so
with him
good.
Now. But yeah, I remember he said something like, lyric writing where you're clearly naming someone is so cheap. Like, as in, have a bit of mystery. It was called Dear John.
Dear John.
And do you remember the song? It was
Nicholas
like,
Sparks is shook.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
He's like, fucking bitch.
That's trademarked, like. But do you remember the lyrics to that song? She was like, Dear John, like, why did you do this to me? I was so young. I was only 16 or 17.
Oh my God. Sorry.
I was in my dress going to your gaff and
you
never showed up.
You should know what you're signing up for when you fucking date John Mayer.
Well, I don't know if they ever dated because she was very underage by the sounds of it.
Oh, did they just ride?
I don't even know if they slept together. Because remember, she said she's like slept with nobody, but like she obviously has. But it's in the song lyrics, it's all about how like he was messaging her and they were talking and she was like on way to his house in a pretty dress and like he stood her up and like she's like, why did you do this to me? I was in love with you kind of thing.
Wow.
And then John Mayer was also with Katy Perry. Please Google John Mayer, Katy Perry. Their music video makes me sick. And then he's with Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Aniston. So to
everyone.
Be honest, when we were at the gig, I was like, who's this about? But there's more mystery with him.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't know.
He's not like, Dear Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, there's nothing like specific.
Or she was a great friend.
Yeah.
Or like, she kissed a girl. Yeah, like, she kissed a girl and she liked it. So yeah, I just prefer the more old school kind of, oh, what's this about? Like, you know, sometimes people try to break down Ariana's lyrics. So like, is this about Mac? She's not like, Mac, you're dead, I miss you. It's like, is this song
well,
about
thank
Mac?
You next, she literally like names them.
Yeah, but she only says like, I wish I could say goodbye. She doesn't like go into the intimate details of their what scarf she wore, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do love her song Ghostin' though. Oh,
so
sometimes
good.
When I'm in a bad mood, I listen to it, even though it's really sad. It makes me just like,
it's an amazing album.
I'm
so
just
good.
Like, oh, Ari, you know.
I know you hear me when I cry.
Actually, what's going on with Pete Davidson? Who's he with?
Apparently, he's like with this.
The actress.
Model or
she's
actress?
In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She was the girl that was in the car the whole time. Brad Pitt.
Stop.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Oh, okay.
And she's the daughter of two famous actors, which now has left my mind.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, I thought she was beautiful in that film. And yeah, they're together.
Yeah.
He has literally blown up thanks to Ariana Grande. Like, he will be dating hotties for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like, before no one gave a shit. I know you would.
Right, he does.
You literally would.
Yeah.
With the lollipop picture. That is
He's just so weirdly hot.
He's like, too weird for me. And I like the weirdos, like, but he's a bit too odd.
I
feel like he could kill me, like, no. Not in like a sexy way, but as in like, not that there's any sexy way to be murdered, but like, I feel like he'd be a serial killer. But I said this to you before, there's definitely people I've been with that if someone was like, oh my God, you know, that person like killed four people, I'd be like, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Like, there's not many, but there's at least one or two.
This conversation has
taken
a
dark turn. There's definitely
That's
one or
what
two.
What happens when you talk about Pete Davidson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see? This is why I can't date him, okay? Imagine. He'd be like, do you ever kill anyone? And I'd
be like,
be like, oh
what?
My God. Maybe we should kill someone. Like, it could get out of hand. No, that's terrible. That would never happen. Before we go, because we're just running out of time, because we were late, of course.
the Meghan and Harry documentary. We actually haven't watched it.
Yeah, most
I don't know how to watch it. Like, I don't have a television that's linked to, like, Sky.
ITV.
I don't even have ITV. Oh, the ITV player can't be played in Ireland.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Anyway, we need to find it. But some very interesting things.
Someone put it on YouTube for us.
There probably is illegally on there. We'll check after this, which will be helpful to this podcast, but not. But anyway, there was a couple of things that stood out, obviously, from the documentary. One of them being that Harry basically confirmed there's a rift between him and William.
Odd.
But tried to, like, play it down. He was kind of like, oh, yeah, we're growing apart. We don't really see each other anymore. Like, that's a big deal.
He was like, we're on different paths, a.k.a., like, we don't like
we're no longer mates. Like.
Yeah.
Which is weird because obviously we were speaking about this before. Like, he's gone on this massive tirade now, like, against the media and, like, wanting honesty and genuine reporting. Well, then be honest and genuine with us, Harry. You know, yeah. Like, if you're going to open the doors into your life and you're bringing your wife and your child on this documentary, I really think he owes us honesty, to be honest.
Yeah.
To be honest.
To be honest.
Genuinely honest. He needs to be genuine, you know? Genuinely. But
genuinely.
Genuinely.
Oh my God, I didn't realise Miriam O'Gallan was in
here. I know. Miriam? Hello?
Miriam?
Meghan, obviously, as well. I think a lot of the focus was on her talking about...
What confused me is, though, it was meant to be a documentary about their African tour.
Yeah.
And it was all about them just being like, the press are so horrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that, I have to say. Not that I've seen it. But the, but the clips I've seen.
Just the quotes we pulled from it.
I'm going to read out this tweet that I saw. Do you remember I read it out to you? My sister sent it to me. She really needs to listen to this podcast. I mention her so much. She could sue me for defamation. But she shared a tweet with me that I kind of agreed with. It was like, there is something nauseating about Meghan Markle's self-pity. In last night's documentary, she and Harry were in
Malawi. Luck.
Malawi,
yeah.
The fifth poorest country on earth.
On earth.
And yet Meghan was talking about how hard her, all caps, life is. Poor little princess. I was like,
wow. Oh.
And like, and that did get me a little bit. I was like, why did they choose the time where they were meant to be in a third world country promoting it to be like, oh my God, the press, like, keep writing about me. Like, there's clearly, very clearly other things that are worse. So anyway, that interview, that clip,
yeah, they could have said that, like,
back in the UK. There was a lot of that clip going around of her being like, no one's asked me if I'm doing okay. Like, that is bullshit, don't believe it. As a journalist myself and being in this industry so long, like, when someone's getting a hard time in the media, everyone asks the question, are you all right? Like, how are you handling the pressure? Guarantee you they were told, like, journalists have been told not to ask
any
that question.
Questions.
So then in the ITV documentary, it was like, no one's asked me. I'm like, yeah, because you probably didn't let them.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were some people, it's very 50-50 the reaction I've seen. Some people are like, you know what, this is a girl, leave her alone. And other people are like, this is her acting all over again.
Yeah.
It's very hard to know what's real. But, like, do you remember we were saying in the last podcast that, like, a few things have leaked to US Weekly and People about her? And it looks like it's her... friends that are, like, you know, putting in the stories or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I saw today that there was a story being like, oh, Meghan's actually so nice. And when she first came to Kensington Palace, she couldn't stop hugging all the staff. Like, she broke protocol. She just wanted to hug everyone. Yeah. I'm like, that's another leak.
Oh, please.
So if you're going to hate on the media, don't feed into them. Don't be, like, tipping them off, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we're going to leave it there. I'm sure we'll have more Meghan and Harry drama again. I'm going to have a guest back on next week.
I feel like this podcast is like Meghan, a royal
podcast. Yeah, the royal podcast. goss.ie/royals. But yeah, no, we'll have a guest next week and we will then spill more tea the week after, and hopefully there'll be loads of drama. Hopefully we'll have some Dancing with Stars news for you and we can chat about the lineup. And yeah, I hope you have a great day. Bye.